global stakeholder engagement folks who are here in great numbers. Tarek Kamel was supposed to be joining us also, unfortunately could not make it, and Mandy Carver will be speaking on his behalf. I'm skipping, since we're already starting 15 minutes late, I'm skipping any introductory things. I think everyone knows who I am, and the agenda called for me to talk about rules of engagement. I think we've all done this enough before that we don't have to repeat things like that, other than please state your name before when you're speaking so the interpreters and the transcript can reflect who you are and not just be man, woman, man, woman. And we are doing two-minute interventions for the at-large people. The speakers have more freedom than that, but this session ends in 20 minutes. I'm sorry. I'll turn it over to Sally.
Good morning, Sally Costerton, ICANN. We're getting pretty informal here. This is good. Very good to see you all. This always feels for me like the beginning of the ICANN meeting, although I have actually been here since Tuesday night. ICANN meetings seem to get just longer and longer. But it's always a pleasure to be with this group, and I hope that you are already enjoying a productive meeting. the team that Tarek and I look after, as I think almost all of you know, represents a big chunk of our stakeholder, of our community-facing, our externally-facing capabilities at ICANN on the staff side. We are becoming, I hope, better, although not yet as good as I would like, at communicating out what is going on from the regions as it happens. We now have plenty of newsletters in multiple languages. Many of you participate in those. We have regional strategies around the world. So I hope that you have a better understanding than perhaps in the past as to some of the things that we're doing. There's still work to do there, and it's something I'm spending time on. But I hope this morning you can get some insight. Particularly, I'm going to turn it over to Pierre Dangenoux for him to show you some of the results of the work that the Africa Strategy team has been working on. I think it shows you what can be done with a really tenacious and dedicated process between staff, community, and board. I'll ask Rodrigo to share with you some of the key points of what's going on in this region, in the LAC region, but also what's happening at this meeting. Of course, it's a very busy meeting for the LAC region. And then finally, my colleague Quek, to just give you one case study of how we're working in the in one of our regions very closely with the RELOs, and I hope that will be a good case study to give us more sort of ideas for how we can deepen that in the future. So I'll turn it over to Pierre.
Thank you very much, Sally, and very good morning to everyone. And I hope the slides are on. So I'm VP Stakeholder Engagement for Africa. Always a pleasure to be here for so many reasons, actually, because I sat also with you guys some time ago, kind of started also this process of at large. Now, so happy to see that we are spread over the world and then actually working closely. So. Of course, in terms of my slides, I'm going to just run very few of them. It's our report, you know, usual report to the ICANN meeting and what we've been doing in terms of, you know, implementing the Africa strategy. Now, and before I move on, I also like to say that we really had a very interesting, partnership, let's put it that way, with at large, especially in the last 2 years, and even recently, we were really happy to resort to two, three, or four, you know, at large members who actually were able to conduct a few missions for us, you know, when we launched our IANA, you know, month, and I would like to really to thank, you know, Tijani, Aziz, and I think two or three of us that really were they came to our support, because of course we know our team, our staff is just three members of staff. We cannot cover Africa. Africa is about 54 different countries, but they were ready to assist, and then we really appreciate this. Now to the Africa strategy. We turned three. And the journey to date is what we came to Buenos Aires to talk about. If you can run it for me, because do I have? No? Okay. Okay, slide, please. So I'll just pass over the history of this thing. You know, started, you know, the working group. Now we move on, and then today we are 3 years old, and we have, you know, three member ICANN staff working out of Benin and Nairobi, Kenya. Now, next slide. We will be, let's pass the funding, you know, members. The objectives, of course, you probably might know, is about promoting awareness and meaningful participation in ICANN and the wider ecosystem. But the second objective, which is crucial for Africa, is how do we transform the internet industry in Africa? Because that's something that was very lacking, and ICANN, you know, is here to actually support and see how best to kind of develop this market, which is still there, which is dormant. You know, Africa is 1 billion in terms of population. But in terms of, say, for instance, domain name registration is about 1,300,000. Of this, you have 1 million from the South Africa alone, and 300,000, you know, from other parts of, you know, Africa. So there is, you know, room to make progress there. So this is part of what we are trying to do. Hence, you know, some of the flagship, you know, program or project that we put together that are, you know, derived from the strategy for the whole. So I'm going to quickly to pass those projects and see what we've been able to achieve, and finish with that. So next slide, please. Okay, yeah, please go ahead. Talk about pioneers. Now I think we've moved, you know, this phase. There are so many ideas, because what we did recently is to assemble a small group of members to think about the way the strategy has been implemented. Because our idea is to
use the other mics. We got new mics.
Okay. So now. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I thought it was a trick for you guys.
Yeah, we're really bored.
Okay. Yes, so, but here are the kind of projects that we made. You know, they say from Africa, there's always something new. Some of the things that you have here did not exist 3 years ago. For instance, the first plan, I mean, thinking of a plan, you know, for Africa to really participate to ICANN, there was not something like that, you know. It happened now. We do have a document that is there. The concept even of the DNS forum, you know, started, you know, from Africa in Durban. And today, of course, we are actually applying this in different, you know, places in the world. It's becoming popular. And the next one in Africa is going to be the third one. It's happening in 2 weeks' time in Nairobi, Kenya. We also launched this Africa DNS Awards. That's where we really recognize those who are performing well in terms of, you know, registration and managing those CCTLDs and also GTLDs from Africa. We do have topical workshops. For instance, we had a very interesting one on copywriting issues, also on domain names and trademarks issue, for instance. We've launched this Africa CCTLD study, which is ongoing in partnership with ISOC and FTLD. DNSSEC roadshows are quite popular now. We went to 16 different countries, train people to understand how to secure the DNS. And we launched this campaign on the special INI awareness, you know, for April to June 2015. It was quite interesting because we really relied on the local community to actually explain, you know, the whole process of the INI stewardship, you know, transition, but also make sure that people really contribute from Africa. This happened in close to 18 to 19 countries, and I can say that we really like the way the community, especially those we call the ICANners, and the countries, definitely the at-large members and the rest, they really assisted us in spreading the word about the whole process and also having engagement from. And guess what? We were able to even discuss these issues with a few African, you know, decision makers, ministers, for instance, that are now, they are now following, you know, the whole process and are putting questions exactly about what role government has to play, you know, in the whole, you know, process, which is quite interesting. Of course, the digital entrepreneurship is a big one we have as for the younger generation. How do you develop your own entrepreneurial, but based on the DNS? And of course, we plan to have this steering committee. These are kind of pioneering ideas, we say, and all of them have been translated into, you know, projects that are now ongoing. So there is no issue about that. Of course, the rest is about what we will be achieving as of, you know, July, the financial year 16. Certainly don't have, you know, time to go through all of this, but definitely the key is still going to be that one where we really now are looking forward to how to finance this thing. You know, ICANN certainly provides what you might call seed money to start the whole process. We are now thinking about, you know, alternative sources of funding to, so that this can have a bigger impact. So these are some of the points I wanted to highlight. And again, we'll really thank you very much that we value the importance of this community and we value the importance of working with you guys, you know, on the ground. And we are looking forward to have more and more kind of engagement, you know, with you guys. So thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Pierre. There's a full deck there. There's an Africa session later this week. Yeah, are you doing an Africa session here?
No.
Not an Africa session. Okay. There is a full deck, and there's a lot of more information if you're interested in participating or knowing more about this. And Tijani wants to say something. Thank you, Tijani. I knew there was something.
Joined.
Okay. In the interest of time, I'd like to just hand over now to Rodrigo. My colleagues are all sitting here behind me and to the side. It would use up the rest of our time to introduce them all. But if we want to do that before we close, then I'm very happy to do that. But I'll go to Rodrigo now. Where are you, Rodrigo? Oh.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm going to be addressing in Spanish, so if you want to wear your headsets, probably that's a good idea. Okay, I'm okay here.
Good morning. I'd like to do two things. First of all, as Sally said, tell you what we have planned for this Buenos Aires meeting for the Latin American region. And after that, I'll share with you some projects we have been working on as within the regional strategy. As part of this exercise of the regional strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean, one of the important feelings, strong feelings among the Latin American community when we made a diagnosis for the project was that there were not many relevant issues within ICANN for the issues which were relevant for the region. Most of the themes and issues were relevant for North America and Europe, and there were very few themes of interest to Latin America in the agenda of the ICANN, and also not too much participation from stakeholders in Latin America and the ICANN. Today, we're going through the first stage of implementation of the strategy, and we have a special program for Latin America and the Caribbean. All the people who come to the registry and are from the region are given a booklet, a leaflet, a brochure, where we highlight the most important meetings within ICANN globally, but also sessions dealing with Latin America and the Caribbean organized by Latin American Caribbean organizations. So we have an agenda that includes over 10 sessions dealing with several themes and issues: security, connectivity, and others which are of interest to the region. We also have something special we did for the first time, which we call the LAC Lounge, which is a permanent space for all the Latin American and Caribbean community, and all the ICANN community can come to meet the regional organizations. Of course, there are some space for LAC RALO, but you can come and learn what the LACNICs RIR does. You can come and visit the regional ISOC office in the region. We have a schedule which will be published. The daily newsletters you are getting to your emails also stress the region, the meetings that are of interest for the region. So the situation for Latin America right now is completely different. I think that together with the community, we have been able to change things completely, to change this feeling that there was a lack of activities related and of interest to the region. Of course, we still have a long way to go in order to increase our participation, but at least this is a very important first step. And don't forget to get your pin. When you see this orange pin, this means it's people from the LAC region. We hope to see many pins at this ICANN meeting, which will expand the involvement of our region. And the second thing I'd like to do is to share with you the specific projects we are working on now with the at-large community, with LAC RALO. As you know, LAC RALO, of course, has been an important actor in our working group to create and design the local regional, local and regional strategy. But now in the implementation, we are doing some other things. In capacity building, we already have a program, a comprehensive program of online workshops, webinars, actually. We have already had two. And this is interesting because we bring speakers and people who may train us, people who are not from LAC RALO necessarily, but LAC RALO has also been a trainer for its own members. And this is a program which will continue in the long run. So webinars have been quite successful. We are trying to improve engagement. But these are two things that have already happened. Another example of capacity building is the e-learning platform. All the content of interest for LAC RALO will be uploaded to that platform. And these initiatives are converging. This is the regional strategy. LAC RALO had already thought of training, of giving training, and we are trying to jump on that bandwagon. And another activity or set of activities is the outreach activities and engagement activities, which, of course, are a concern for LAC RALO and for ICANN's and GSE staff. And we did two things here. On one hand, we are joining the existing CROP program. You know that CROP has some space to support activities of the RALOs and of the GNSO is there too, in order to do outreach on ICANN. And now we can also carry out activities, specific activities as part of ICANN activities. So what GSE has done is join this initiative and provide additional support. So today from the Latin American region, we have the CROP people plus the people we are supporting through our regional strategy. And something else which has been well accepted and which has been suggested by LAC RALO member of the committees was, well, to have a fun activity so that people would get involved. So this fun activity and entertaining activity was a trivia. We had a trivia on the internet with questions on ICANN. The theme was, how much do you know about ICANN? People had some time to answer, and those who got the most answers correct would get a prize or an award. The award was paying for them a trip to come to Buenos Aires. And we are very happy because the person who got this prize from the Caribbean had been very active in the community, however, had never attended an ICANN meeting. He or she participated remotely, and this week this person will be here with us. We will continuing with these activities. These are some examples of what we are doing with the people from Lacralo. And of course, we also update our calendar, our schedule on a monthly basis. And I think this would be it. Thank you very much.
Sounds so much better in Spanish, doesn't it? I don't even need to understand it. It just sounds great.
You can use this.
Oh. Okay. So I think perhaps, Fallon, if people have questions.
We have one question from Murray McKercher. We'll take any other very quick questions and then give Mandy a few minutes. I feel really guilty about taking these people who are doing really marvelous things and saying, go away, we don't have any more time for you. But our schedule seems to be rather tight today and is being made tighter by the moment because of technology. Murray, are you online? If Murray's not online, I believe the question is in the chat. He is online. I don't hear him. Are there
Hello.
Any other questions? Okay,
Murray.
Here we have Murray.
My phone is not muted.
Murray, please give the question.
Hello. Hello.
Murray, if you can hear us, we're hearing an occasional grunt or something and no words. If you're speaking, tell us that on the chat because we can't hear you. If you aren't speaking, speak.
Hello, Alan. It is Murray. Good morning from Canada. I'm speaking with my North American regional at-large hat and a quick question for the engagement team. Sorry for the grunts. Are there any metrics that could be shared about academic engagement with ICANN from the various regions, just, I guess, for the engagement team in general. Thank you.
Hi, Murray, it's Sally. We are doing a lot of work at the moment about collecting data by stakeholder group and by region. And I don't think, but I will go and check, that we break out the academic stakeholder group as a separate standalone group at the moment. So we have business and we have government and we have academia and we have technical community, which I think at the moment includes academia as it does in some other areas of ICANN. But I would like to improve that. And we are now measuring input and participation in lots of different ways, including who's coming to meetings. And you all have seen that we now ask people to, they don't have to, but we ask people to register by the group that they're coming from as well as the region. So let me take that and go and check with my team whether we have broken it out into academia. If we have, I will come back and share the data with Alan so that he can share it. If we haven't, I'd love to go back to you offline with my with Jeannie Leander, who actually leads that program for our team, and see how we might evolve into giving you that kind of filter. Because I know this is a very important part of the next stage of our engagement, is reporting back out on, you know, what the results have been by region and by stakeholder group. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you very much. I have three speakers on my right, starting with Tijani, and then we'll go to Mandy for a few minutes.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Sally, and all the team. I would like to tell you how I am proud of the cooperation we have with the African staff and especially Pierre and Yauvi and Bob. We work really together tightly, and the result is very good. There is another cooperation of which I am proud. It is our cooperation with the Afrinic. Even if they never paid a penny for us, they always put us on their program. We are always participating, and we find it strategic to continue that. And we are using the crop program to participate with Afrinic. Even if we complement, we pay the remaining days from our pocket, but it is not a problem. What I wanted to say is that I am the capacity building working group chair and at large, and we propose this year to undertake a program of capacity building for our community in the regions where we never go, the small islands in Pacific, the Caribbean, some regions in Africa. And unfortunately, the budget couldn't be allocated this year for that, and they advised us to use the crop. As I told you, the crop is used mostly to participate in Afrinic activities, and it is only for 2 days, as you know, so it is not possible. I already spoke with Sally. She is very positive, and I hope that we will together work and have this program implemented this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you, Ellen. It's Sandra speaking. Sally, I can actually give you an answer on this academic outreach question, because on the new website of the Department for Development and Public Responsibility, they mention as one of their goals academic outreach. It's not yet fully working, but it's there already, something, so it's mentioned. So, and this brings me actually to my biggest point of concern. As a chair of the ICANN Academy Working Group, we are demanding since 2010 that we have to put all the efforts regarding learning, capacity building, and so on and so forth under one umbrella. At the moment, it's getting even worse. GSE is doing something, DPR is doing something, the community is doing something. Each program is under one group, managed by one team, and it's even getting more difficult to get an easy access, to get an overview about all the programs, to avoid duplications. And as a chair of the Academy Working Group, I don't know whom to talk to. I have to talk to you about some of the programs, and I have to talk to Nora about some other programs. And then when I want to get a website on, or when the working group is demanding a website for the Academy Working Group, since 2 years we are discussing this, there is no progress at all. So it's really getting so difficult with those different departments. Everybody is cooking his own little soup. Good soups, by the way. Every soup is really a good soup. I mean, you are meanwhile doing in summer schools on internet governance, which is great. These schools are needed, and I think they are successful. But the communication and the cooperation, and especially here with the community, needs to be improved.
Yeah, you raise a very good point, Sandra. I think it's very well taken. In a way that perhaps that the ICANN staff is going native sometimes, and it's too bottom up. And I don't want to be facetious, but I mean, I think there are, you know, enormous amounts of, as you say, soup being made. This is an area where we need to do more to coordinate. I think we at the beginning it was about doing things at all. And that's going well now, but we need to make it much clearer, particularly on the in the web environment, both externally and increasingly with, we'll have an intranet internally for the staff on the community wikis, that there's a kind of one-stop shop to bring those together. I really do genuinely take that comment to heart. And we've made some headway. David Olive and I now have a group, a coordination group, for example, which Heidi sits in, which is bringing some greater coordination. But we haven't solved this yet. And I'm actually seeing Nora this evening, so I will have a chat to her on the back of this that you've raised it. And
You really do have my commitment that we will try to improve. I know that it's not ideal.
Thank you. One at the end of the table now. 1 minute timers, please. We are really very late. Mandy, for a few minutes, as much as she wants to take to volunteer at this point. And then we have Serenush, and the queue is closed at that point. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Barak Otieno from Afralo, for record purposes. First is just to join, to echo Tijani's comments. I think we've had a very good relationship with the team working in Africa. And I just wanted to stress on 2 points, probably more emphasis on a regional calendar that will map out all the events that we have in our respective regions so that we can see how to spread the resources, the limited resources that are available, to make sure that we make the most of these good events that we are having. Then I think the second thing I want to stress on is probably we need to document some of the best practices or good things that are coming out of the activities that we are doing in our regions. I've been part of the Middle East mailing list, and there's a lot of good things that we are able to learn from what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in the LAC region. But we need to document this so that we can be able to share to those who do not have access to some of these mailing lists. So those are my 2 points. Thank you.
Thank you, Barak. Mandy.
Okay. First, my name's Mandy Carver. I'm in the Government Engagement Department. I send you Tarek Kamel's profound apologies. There was a shift in schedule, and he was unable to attend, but this is an important session for him. So. He regrets not being able to join you, and I realize you're running very tight on schedule. Briefly, I think most of you actually know about us, but government engagement is Tarek Kamel's group. We work in close coordination with global stakeholder engagement on coordinating what is going on in the capitals, and we have a presence in Geneva and New York, LA, DC, working with the IGOs and the IOs. We are actively engaged in questions of the WSIS Plus 10 review and the renewal of the Internet Governance Forum mandate. We work with a number of the UN, the IGO and IO bodies, and also actively with the GAC working group here. We coordinate with you all through activities like the supplemental budget requests on participation in the IGF itself, the international IGF. I'd like to make two quick plugs for the cross-community working group on internet governance, in which you are all well represented. There will be a session, public session, on Monday on internet governance, and then the face-to-face working group meeting for the CCWG on internet governance is on Wednesday. There was a question also about academic outreach, and I realize that this is yet another example of activities going on. We run a series of informational sessions for the UN staff and diplomats, for instance, so they can better understand the technical layers of the internet and how it functions. And this is something we coordinate with a number of the other organizations with the internet governance ecosystem. It's not just ICANN, but it's a way of bringing better information to people who will be making decisions tangentially that impact the internet and the IG ecosystem. And we're also engaged in things like the summer schools on internet governance. Briefly, we have Vinnie Markovsky, who is in New York working with the UN. Nigel Hickson, who many of you know, who is in Geneva doing IGOs and IOs. Anrachelle Inné, who particularly works with the missions in Geneva. Jamie Hedlund is also a shared resource for us. And I'm going to stop there because I know you're short on time and I can see one.
Thank you very much, Mandy, and I apologize to everyone for the time constraints. Sirenush, last words.
Thank you, Chair. Sirenush Vardanyan, April Rallo. I just would like to state that we, as an example of April Rallo partnership with EPACOP, that we started a series of webinars for Asia Pacific region in the time which is really relevant to our region, and I would like to thank Quick, and not only Quick, but whole staff is involved in supporting us. We recently conducted already two webinars. One was on internet governance, and the second one was on IDNs. So the topics are really relevant to the current discussions, and the topics were identified due to the survey which we conducted among AP Rallo ALSs. So these the topics came from the ALSs themselves, and we are planning to have the third one already in July. And the second one on internet governance, I'm happy to state that among presenters, also AP Rallo leadership team was involved as a presenters together with an experts coming from APAC Hub. So this is a really good partnership, though we are struggling, still struggling for the active participation, but I think that that we will involve more people from ALSs to come and participate. But however, this is the good partnership opportunity, and thank you, and thank your regional team to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sirenush. I thank everyone for coming, and I ask the people who are coming in to take the seats at the table so we can continue quickly. Thank you.